أستاذ أبو تيمية, a lot of people ask you why you go to masajid and lecture there, well, they are not on the path of the Salaf. Why do you do that?
You know, my brothers and my sisters, tomorrow if I was invited by a Shi'i masjid or a masjid that is committing shirk, wallahi, I'm going to do sajda to shukr, prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in thanks that He has now given me an opportunity to go to these people and maybe call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah and also the companions were upon. Okay, as long as they don't put any conditions on me and they don't put any restrictions, I'm going to go insha'Allah ta'ala. Because my brothers and my sisters, who is going to deliver this message to them? Because if you don't go and you don't take obviously the sunnah of the message to these people, tomorrow someone else is going to come and misguide them even more. So many masajid I have personally seen change their ways. They stopped calling creepy speakers, you know, and the more we started going, they started bringing more brothers, you know, who upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they just started becoming in need of all of these others, you know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guys, He didn't say, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا خَاصَةً بِالسَّلَفِيِّينَ. You, O Muhammad, we didn't send you except specifically to the Salafis. But He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We didn't send you except as a rahmah, as a mercy for all of mankind. If you look at Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala's fatwa, and also in the link, I compiled so many fatwa, Shaykh bin Baz even says that you could go to a church and give da'wah there. You can go to a church and give da'wah there, you know. And even Sheikh Rabi', may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him, he went into the Tijanis and started giving da'wah to them, and they really liked the da'wah. And many people are like that. Their hearts are really, really soft. They just haven't heard the haqq. And when they actually hear it, they begin to accept it, you see. So brothers ask me, why don't you go to that masjid? You know, that masjid is upon the sunnah. If you invite me, I'll come. But if somebody else invites me and they don't put any conditions, they don't put any restriction, why shouldn't I go? When I have the opportunity now to call to Allah Azza wa Jal, to call to ilm, to call to the sunnah of the Messenger and the way of the companions. Naam, and Allah knows best.